question we got at iCarly.com, which says,
last night I dreamt that Gibby could fly. Would you guys please make my dream come true?
Yes.
Ready, Gibbles?
Call it.
Time!
Whee! I'm a bird! I'm a bird!
Oh my God! Look at him fly! Gibby's flying!
Whee!
Gibby!
Now Freddy's gonna say something.
Hey there. Let's chat while Carly and Sam safely drag Gibby away. So how you been? I like baseball.
You tell your mother you tripped and fell down the stairs.
Understood.
Okay.
We're back. Gibby's fine.
Not really.
And that's it for iCarly tonight. That is not it.
Gib, come on.
What is this, another intervention?
No. We're here to congratulate my best friend, Sam.
Because she hasn't gotten into any kind of trouble.
Zero trouble.
For 10 whole days.
It's true.
And it's the first time that's happened since I was 4.
Well, we invited a very special guest to come here today and give you a very special reward.
Who?
The mayor of Seattle.
Who refused our invitation.
So, please welcome the fake mayor of Seattle,
Mayor Mustachio!
Greetings, ye citizens! Samantha Pocket! As fake mayor of Seattle, I shall grab my lapel as I hereby henceforth hither to and fro!
Yeah. What do I get?
Sam? For going 10 full days without getting into any trouble, I present to you this box of raisins.
Okay.
This bag I got from a dog walker.
Ooh, still warm.
And this movie directed by David Schwimmer.
Also still warm.
And this.
What's the... No way, shut up!
We shine up! Shut up!
Tell the fans what you got.
Yeah! Sam Puckett, this ticket is good for a VIP tour of the Canadian Fat Cake Factory!
Canadian fat cakes aren't even allowed in America.
And I've heard they're, like, way better than American fat cakes.
What do you have to say about all this, Mayor Mustachio?
I say my mayor trousers are too tight in the crotch!
Charming.
You need to know that.
Really.
Oh. Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2. Why are you bringing a big suitcase? We're just going to Canada for the day.
Yeah. So I brought some hair care products, some extra batteries, a change of underpants. That a problem?
No.
That's what I thought.
Come on, guys. We gotta hit the road.
We don't have to be at the Fat Cake Factory till 1.
Yeah, but it's a 2-hour drive. We gotta go through security at the border.
Why? It's not like Canada's a different country.
Yes, it is.
I thought it was like Idaho.
Idaho's a state in our country.
Look, I don't need a lecture.
You sure you're not gonna come? I want to, but I already bailed on Lance twice, and he's really cool. And if I bail again, he's gonna think I don't like him, and I really do like him. Besides, I haven't kissed a guy in 4 months. I'm getting itchy.
What time's your date?
Handsome Lance is picking me up at 5 o'clock. With his car.
So what are you gonna do till then?
Probably take a long hot bath, and I'll blow my hair out. Maybe I'll do my nails.
Bye.
Hello.
If you've seen this dirtbag, call our toll-free hotline.
Next on the Dingo Channel, she sings, he dances, and they're both identical twin ninjas. So stay tuned for Twinjas.
You think I purposely got the Peruvian puff peppers, knowing you'd steal them?
Seen it.
I'm not stuck. My foot is.
Yay, the Vintage Network.
Yeah, let me have the foot.
Stuck.
Other one.
Come on. A lady can't get her big toe stuck in a faucet.
What for? Tell me, is that toe similar to the one that's stuck in the pipe?
Of course it is. Why?
Wouldn't want to nip off any of this little piggy.
Man, sitcoms are so much better now.
That's one that went to market.
In, out, duh, in, out, no, no, stupid overly realistic sitcoms. Gotta stay calm. Got tons of time before Lance gets here. Just gotta be calm. Sooner or later, someone will come in here, help me get my toe unstuck, and see me naked! Oh, my sweatshirt! Hey!
Here in Canada, we produce over 65% of the world's fat cakes.
Thank you, Canada.
Now, this is one of our central fat cake production areas. In just this room alone, over 95,000 fat cakes are injected with cream and sent through for packaging every day.
What do you think of that?
I think they're beautiful. Mama's home!
Oh. She really likes fat cakes. Yes. You all are from America, right? USA!
Estados Unidos.
Give it.
Well, have you ever tried a Canadian fat cake?
No, sir.
Because our intrusive federal government made them illegal.
Are Canadian fat cakes as magical as people say?
Magicaler.
What makes them so amazing?
They're made with pure cane fat.
Right, in America we use corn fat.
I'm the tour guide, I say the words! Sorry.
Wow, angry Canadian.
You don't see that very often.
Now, which of you Americans would like to be the first to try a Canadian fat cake?
Hey, I wouldn't mind being the first. Ah! Ah!
May I?
Okay, Sam, take a bite.
Shut up! I need to focus. No. Oh. No.
It's really good, huh?
It's so much better than good. It's. Oh. It's like eating a fat angel. Okay. I just gotta get my paraphone, and then I can call for help. I'm coming for you, phone. I did throw like a girl. Okay. A little more sauce on this one. I'll put a little less sauce on this one.
Okay. Are you Americans ready to inject some fat cakes?
Yes!
So, what's in these bags?
We call them fat bags. Each one contains 2 kilos of our creamy filling. Now, you just insert the nozzle.
Insert the nozzle.
Into the fat cake.
Into the fat cake.
And then squeeze the sack until the fat cake...
I'm gonna need another fat bag. All right. Come on. I've hit everything else. Yes! Yes! Good throw, me. And now... There it is. Now come to Carly. Easy. Easy. Remember how cute Lance is. And... Gotcha! Woo! Okay. Now I just call Wendy. Tell her to come over and... Well, there's no app for that. Come on, let's just drive across the border and go home.
We can't. It's illegal to cross the border without letting these people check our stuff and our passports.
Blah, 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 blah.
I know you have a crush on me.
What?
Nothing.
So if Idaho wanted to be its own country, could it?
I guess they could try, but it'd probably start another civil war.
War? War is whack.
Well said, my friend.
Canadian fat cake?
Kip, you gotta get rid of that.
Is that a Canadian fat cake?
Yeah, I got a few of them.
Dude, you can't bring those across the border into America.
They're illegal in the U.S.
Okay.
Now throw them away.
Before you make these border cops suspicious.
I get it.
You guys, come get in line.
Whoa, large dog.
Well, okay. Oh, good dog. Go on now. Nothing to smell here.
Miss, are you crossing the border into America? Excuse me. Is there a problem with these kids who may or may not be with me? Are you crossing the border into America?
Yeah, I'm about to. Go on now, puppy shoe. He probably just smells my dog on me.
You don't have a dog?
I will hurt you with a brick.
Check her coat.
What? No. No need to check my coat. I appreciate your concern. That's...
Fat cakes.
What? Let go of me. Seriously. Spencer! Spencer! Okay. That's all the fat cake she had on her.
Look at that. It's got to be 25 kilos. What did you plan to do with all these fat cakes?
Well, mustache. I was going to put them in my face, chew them a little, send them on a trip down to my stomach, and I think we all know what would have happened to them after that.
Now a sip for you.
Dogs really like you.
Yeah. Dogs and girls with low self-esteem.
Are you Miss Puckett's guardian?
Well, actually, I'm her attorney. You know, lawyer.
You're a lawyer?
Are you gonna check?
No.
Yeah, I'm a lawyer. And I demand to know why my client is being detained.
Because she attempted to smuggle over 100 Canadian fat cakes across the border into the United States, which is illegal.
Oh.
And she called me a dumb wazbag.
I object.
So did I. I don't even know what a wazbag is.
Well, if you had a bag and you needed to waz, than be a...
He doesn't need to know.
Come on, please let me go home. I'm just a sweet little girl who got caught up with a bad crowd.
How did you get those handcuffs off?
Just a trick I learned in juvie.
I demand that Miss Puckett be released on the grounds that Section C. If you'll shut up, we will release her.
But I...
Say what?
You're really gonna let me go?
That's right.
So basically, you hassled me for nothing. See, this is the kind of chance...
My client accepts your terms and will now happily shut her face.
No, they harassed me.
Shut her face!
Just go over there, show your IDs, and you can all enter the United States.
Yeah.
We have a valid passport or a U.S. driver's license available.
That's you?
Yeah, I know. The long hair was a bad call.
Hey. Fredward. Go ahead.
Thank you.
You're an iCarly, right?
You know, I also write a blog about card tricks.
Gibby, come on.
How come no one asks about my blog?
Passport?
I don't have a passport.
Do you have a driver's license?
A real one?
Yes.
No.
School ID?
Threw it at a bird.
Library card?
Who is this guy?
Library card!
You can't re-enter America unless you can prove you're a U.S. citizen.
Dude, I promise she is.
Can't you just ask her some questions so she can prove it?
Fine. Who was the first U.S. president? The father of our country?
Abraham Franklin?
That's not it?
Just ironing Freddie's underwear. No, we're not renting bowling shoes. Because I refuse to put my feet in public footwear. Oh, that spray doesn't do anything. Wait, I hear something peculiar. Sweatshirt too? I thought I was the only one.
I don't bathe in my sweatshirt. I got my toe stuck in the faucet.
How?
I saw some dumb person do it on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Come on, could you please just help me get it out?
All right, I'll give it a yank. Ready?
Okay, just be really careful, okay?
Ow! 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 Am I hurting you?
Hey, is everything all right?
Lance!
Sorry, I heard screaming, so I thought I should come up.
Put your hands down!
Who's the boy?
My date.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, man, this is bad.
Yeah, for you.
Me?
You're the adult. You're the one who brought Sam to Canada and now can't get her back home.
I know. I'd be in serious trouble if she had a parent who cared.
True. But still, we gotta figure
something out. Okay. Let's get across that border and head home.
dude.
We're not just gonna leave Sam in Canada.
Shh. We're not gonna leave her.
Are we across the border yet?
Not yet.
Well, hurry.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's Skippy. Can I have your autograph? Please, please, please.
Here it goes again.
Hurry, just do it.
Yes.
You know, I'm part of iCarly too.
You are?
Yeah, I work the camera, do
Ooh,
the...
awesome. Here, take a pic of me with Gibby. Hold this, please.
I don't take my shirt off anymore.
You should. Kids love it.
All right, in 5, 4, 3, 2, click.
Gibby?
Okay, let's get out of here. Hey, grab Sam. Let's go.
Ooh.
Sam's light.
Come on.
USA! 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 USA!
Come on, really?
It's true.
Your sister's 18 and she doesn't have her driver's license?
Nope.
That's so sad.
Yeah, she's lame.
But you know who's not lame?
Who?
You.
Aw. You're not lame too.
Well, if you two are gonna kiss, go on and do it before I fire up this power saw. Oh, that's nice. Just yell if I hit boom!
Thank you for flying Air Malaysia. We will be landing shortly.
Ready? Spencer? Gibby? Are we still in Canada?
We've thought of a new way for you to waste time on the internet.
See if you can listen to the following 22 words.
22 words.
In random order.
Random order.
Then see if you can put the words in the right
the
order.
The right order.
To form a popular phrase.
Never
squeeze
a big
zit
in
the
coffee
of
your
neighbor
because
very
few
people
enjoy
tasting
pimple
juice
in
their
beverages.
Thank you.